Hello?
Hey there, Stephen. This is Joe here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself? You tell me.
Well, just getting off work, so I'm okay.
You're working on Halloween as well?
Of course. It's a Monday.
Got it. Well, I have asked one of my project managers to go and send you an email regarding the ADA compliance. Did you got an email from them or no?
Oh, I got the ADA compliance, but it had a different website. I thought that was sent to me inadvertently because that wasn't my website that they referred to in the email.
Well,
and I don't
even
have the full website yet, right?
Yes. Yes, but we do have the landing page that is live. So that is the reason we were like, okay, well, let's just, get the precautions first so we can go by that process so it's not coming up again and again for you.
Yeah. Oh, I thought
yes.
You were doing that. I thought you had done that already, actually.
Well, that was for a limited time thing that I think that it was, for the ADA compliance that we provide to our clients usually. All right, but it has a subscription, but we do not work on subscriptions. We do not want to go ahead and let our clients go for buy that phase again and again to that. All right, so it means that we need to go ahead and buy the actual plugin, all right, in order to go ahead and make it, ADA compliant. I suppose that your website, the Bulba and Dentistry, is also ADA compliant, correct?
Yeah, it is. I didn't have to pay for any special plugin. They just built the site properly. Is that you're saying?
Yeah,
have to pay something else?
Well, because your website is built on a software that's like, Wix or anything like that. I suppose that the website is built on a software that's called EKWA something.
That's the name of the company that built it.
Well, I suppose that it is built on, let me check on that. I suppose it was built on that software. So that is the reason they might have given you the ADA compliance, something like that.
What are you saying to me?
What was that?
What are you saying to me? What's the purpose of this call?
Well, I was the purpose of the call for just to go ahead and have a talk about your products whenever they're ready. All right. When do you think that they will be ready? So we can just go ahead and set up that site according to that because the content will be there on it, of course. All right. And the website will be ready. So just the products will be left and the payment structure and all will be left.
Yeah, so I'm probably not going to have my first order of products in stock till January at the earliest, the way it's looking right now.
Okay, they're sent for a revision part, you said?
Yeah, well, I've got samples in toothpaste and mouth rinse that will be going back and forth, and then I have to get, I'm doing one loan to purchase everything together. So my samples, I'm hoping, are done in the next month or two, and then I can get a firm quote for everything, and then I'll get the loan for that amount. So, but that won't close probably till about January.
Okay, and what about the toothbrush?
It's all the same. Everything will be purchased at the same time.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay.
I'm
well,
putting
just
everything
to have
into
an
one loan.
Yeah, sure. Just wanted to have an update regarding the products and all. All right, so we can set up the website. And then we can just go by the AD compliance. I just wanted to go ahead and send you that email so we can go ahead and do it in the future whenever the website is ready.
Okay.
Sounds good?
All right. Yeah, I'll take a look at that.
All right. Sure. Do look at it and let me know on an email, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.